Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, September 2nd. It's currently 21 degrees out, feels like 26, thanks to some humidity. But this is not a weather podcast, and that's not why you're here. Chances are you don't live anywhere near where it's currently the weather that I'm reporting on, but I digress. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. You can visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. I just actually signed up with a new account for a client that I'm working with on a podcast, and dead simple to get it all set up. Super easy, especially if you got WordPress, because they got a plugin that just works right alongside with WordPress. Set up your feed, upload your MP3s, bingo, bango, Bob's your uncle, and you got a podcast. So visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and use promo code dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of service with them. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month, or 30 or 60,000, whatever number you want to give. It's all, I think they cap it at a million per month, maybe. So if you're hoping to do more than that, get in touch with me. But patreon.com/iChris is where you can go for that. I'll be doing, if it works, a video version of this episode to the Patreon folks, just for fun. Okay, so last time I talked about, in the previous episode, 181, which was, if you just listened to it, because you're just a new subscriber, it was just minutes ago. If you're listening along live as these come out, it was actually a couple weeks ago, put out on my birthday, the old 40. And I'd put out there on that day the idea of what if we uprooted our family and camp/RV'd our way across North America. And we got I put out a little form, a Google form thing, and let people sign up or tell me where they'd let me come if we did that. And let me just find the form here. The states that provinces that got mentioned: Washington, Nevada, Newfoundland, British Columbia, California, Nebraska, Alberta, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Indiana, California, Minnesota, I think Maryland, Pennsylvania, all covered. Plus there's a few on Twitter I know who didn't sign up or didn't do the form. There's a couple in Saskatchewan here. but that's awesome. It'd be fun to be able to do that. It's something that people had actually said, like, they checked the box for, like, they could offer some Wi-Fi, a place to park, tour guide for the day, co-working space nearby, that kind of thing. And so it would be super fun to do that, obviously. For everybody, but definitely for us. We kind of jokingly talked about it that weekend and sat half serious and, like, talked through the logistics of, like, would we sell our house? Would you rent your house? Would you buy a trailer? Would you rent a trailer? You know, how would that all work? So we don't have a truck. We don't have a big trailer. We don't have any of that stuff. And so it would be quite an endeavor. But as school started and fall/winter approaches, it's definitely something we'll be putting on the back burner for now. Because North America, especially northern North America, isn't super fun to drive around in winter and camp. And so, but I mean, if we got down south fast enough, I guess it could be lots of fun. So anyways, we'll see what happens. Maybe a fun way to spend our spring/summer next year. So thanks to all of you who signed up and played along. You are legally now contractually obligated to put me and my family up whenever we stop by at any point in the next lifetime. So thanks for that. So much else has happened since last we talked. I actually took a little trip out to hang out with my brother-in-law and podcast co-host Chris and fellow Chris. That's another thing we share. We've been working on a business idea to get us rich and famous, as you do. And for a long time, we've, like, when our families get together, hang out, et cetera, we talk about how it'd be fun to build something together. And so this was kind of like a little opportunity to get together. His family was coming here, so I thought I'd ditch them and go out there and hang out with him. We're kind of like a natural fit. You know, he's got a popular YouTube channel that he makes his living off of. I've got a podcast that my mom won't even listen to, but you can see how we're kind of like a natural fit for each other. But anyway, so in order to push past the, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if phase of discussion, we thought we'd take advantage of his finally coming here, like I said, ditching them all to hang out at his place. So it was a good time brainstorming, figure out how and what we'd actually do around this idea. We'd had sort of like the ups of like, this is going to be awesome. And then like you get into the hard work of how we're actually going to do this thing. And you're like, oh no, this is terrible. And then you look around on the internet and see other people doing the similar thing or whatever. And you're like, oh, this is stupid. But then you get another little burst of like enthusiasm and you think, oh, this is awesome. We should do it. So neither of us is quitting our day jobs, but obviously with the kind of jobs we both have, it's easy to sort of whittle away a day or whatever on an idea like this. And so we're trying to be careful about how much time we devote to it and put into it, but also knowing that we need to put some time and devote some time to it to actually see if it goes anywhere. So I obviously think like a podcast would be a great way to talk about how we're doing this and as a way of promoting the thing in advance of it actually launching. So we'll definitely talk about that and plan to do that when the time comes. And, you know, it's sort of a bit of a diary journal of our attempts to build this thing together and sharing the good and the bad and be open about what's working and what's sucking about it and stuff. So for fans of Lost and Lemon, we'll likely, if you haven't got the message, we'll likely officially retire that show and start with something fresh and new for this idea. So we're being a bit cagey about it and not talking too openly about it yet. There's been hints and stuff if you follow on Twitter, but because it's, you know, I like to talk about it when it's actually a thing that we're going to do, not just like, hey, maybe it'd be cool if, and then never actually go anywhere and waste all the sort of goodwill on something that you might not actually ever do. Which is something I'm prone to do, as you may know, if you followed along with all 181 previous episodes of this podcast. Speaking of things I might not be prone to do too much longer, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter at chris-ens.goodbits.io. So chris-ens.goodbits.io, or the link will be in the show notes, of course, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/182. Follow me along on Twitter at iChris. Follow Good Stuff at Good Stuff FM. And we just set up the Instagram account, we just reinitialized the Instagram account for Good Stuff. So we'll be, Kyle and I both have the keys for that, and we'll give it to any other Good Stuff hosts that want to play along and post stuff on there. I think it's just Instagram username is Good Stuff_or Good Stuff-FM. I think it has to be on there. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out the video version of this. Again, knock on wood, hopefully it works. And we'll see you again next time, hopefully sooner than 2 weeks. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Bye.